Well, hello everybody. How you doing? What you got going on? Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Miss B. That's right, Positively Miss B, right here on the Blog Talk Radio platform. I'm so excited about my new show. I am. I started out on Blog Talk and kind of got sidetracked, but now I'm back and I am excited about my Saturday morning episodes, whether you're listening to it live or on demand, and you're also going to get this downloaded. I'm just really excited about my guests today. They are special to me because they're not just special guests today. They're also a part of Storm Talk 365 Radio. But you know what? I'm going to stop talking. I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. But before we begin, I always like to say, Father, thank you. I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be having a global platform, your mission. I'm just excited to be able to carry it out. So, Father, I thank you and actually continue to order my footsteps to be a blessing to all those who listen. Amen and amen. That's right, everybody. I take Jesus everywhere I go. Today we're going to talk about mothers. They've already got established podcasts on a SoundCloud platform, and they are coming to Storm Talk 365 to share it. There are three of them. That's right. It's not a dynamic duo. It's a dynamic trio, and I'm really excited about introducing them. So we're going to start out with Dominique. Are you there?
Hi. How are you?
I am great. I'm excited to be able to introduce you to not only the Blog Talk audience, but the audience of Storm Talk 365. So, Dominique, before we begin, if you would just introduce the other two, and then moving forward, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm Dominique, and I'm here today with Jernice and Ryan. And a little bit about myself is that I'm a mom of three boys. Yes, three boys. and my oldest is four, so it's three under four. And I am a teacher by trade, a licensed minister, and an acting pastor currently. And I am just falling in love with motherhood, learning more and more about it step by step, and following God through this entire process of being a mom. And I'm so excited to be able to do that alongside Jernice and Ryan on Faith Mama Monday's podcast.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. Wait a minute. How many boys?
Three.
Yes, indeed. Okay, then. And I also heard that you said that you were in ministry. Is that partnered with your husband, or are you a partner with someone else? Tell them about your ministry.
Yes. So my husband is actually the senior pastor, and I am the co-pastor under him. The ministry that is called Faith in Action Church here in Prince George's County, Maryland. We actually came back. We met in Hampton University. We came back to his hometown, and he just had a draw, and God was just drawing his heart here. And this is where we do a lot of our ministry work and what God has called us to.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That is the number one of the trio. So next we have Jernice Lee. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, everyone. Hello. I am
hello,
here.
Hello. Jernice, I want to tell you that I'm really appreciative of you introducing me to the other two podcasters. You made me aware that you all had a podcast coming up, and I was just so excited to be able to share it on the Storm Talk 365 platform. I also have a personal relationship with you that I'm really, really excited about as well, because you mean a lot to me personally. But that being said, tell listeners a little bit about Jernice, and then you can introduce Ryan.
Oh, Miss B, I'm trying to get over the tears because, you know, when you start talking like that about the two of us and how we met, it gets me emotional. So I'm thank God for you, and I'm really excited to be partnering with you on this. This is so awesome. So a little bit about me. I am a mom of a 2 going on 3-year-old. She will be 3 next month, and it feels like she's going on 25. little Miss London is extremely busy, but she keeps me on my toes. I work full-time as a business consultant, and I'm also working on my business, Love in London, which is named after my London, where I help individuals that sometimes feel hopeless find encouragement in their story so they don't give up on their hopes and dreams. So I am just so excited to have this opportunity to work beside these amazing mothers and to actually be doing this podcast. It's really exciting. I didn't even know it was going to be this amazing. It's just we're learning so much. I'm learning so much as we go through it, and so I am very grateful for it. Very grateful for it.
Oh, I can hear the excitement in your voice. But before we move on to Ryan, tell them a little bit about the other business. I know you work full-time, but tell them about the Loving London.
So Loving London was inspired by London. When I was pregnant with London, I wasn't married at the time, and so I was really concerned about what people would think about me. Now, mind you, like, I'm a way grown woman by this time, but it was still something about, like, oh, my gosh, what are people going to think? Like, I suffered my entire life from this sense of perfection. Like, I had to have a certain look and do a certain thing, you know. And so when I got pregnant with her, I was like, oh, my goodness, what are people going to think? And you know what was so amazing for me is that God surrounded me with so much love. Love he knew I needed, because had he not done that, honestly, Miss B, I don't know if I would have had London, because I was so concerned about having a certain perception. And so out of that story came Love in London, because I wanted other people to know, no matter what's going on in your world, no matter what situation you may be facing, you know, God loves us so much, and he's so amazing that he'll work it all together for our good, you know. And even if something we consider a mistake, he can turn it into one of the biggest blessings we ever have. And she, hands down, I can't imagine not having her in my life. And I'm so grateful for that. So I don't want anyone to ever give up on their hopes and dreams just because they do something that they think the world discounts, because God always has a way, if you trust in him, to pull it all together. So Love in London, we encourage people through our products and services. And right now the main focal point of a lot of our products are is inspirational jewelry. So I'm really excited about it.
We're going to talk about how they can get that inspirational jewelry before we end this interview. So now you can introduce Ryan.
I'm so excited, like, to introduce Ryan. I could take 20 minutes, but I know I can't introduce Ryan, because she's just an amazing young lady and amazing mom that I had the pleasure of meeting through Dominique. And so Dominique just pulled us all together. And so I just can't wait to turn this over to Ryan so everyone can get to know how awesome she truly is.
All right, Ryan, let's hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for that amazing introduction. I appreciate that very much. I love you ladies dearly. You truly, truly mean so much to me. So my name is Ryan Gaines. I am a mama to 18-month-old Brooklyn Noel, and I am Umi to Jaden Xavier. My husband and I recently relocated back from New York, Brooklyn, New York. That's where we got married, and that's how our daughter got her name. So we are here to be closer to our family, and God really just has opened so many doors for us, bringing us back to where we're both sort of originally from. We actually met in the sixth grade, and kind of followed each other across the country and ended up, being husband and wife. So God has a really awesome way of bringing your life full circle. I'm super excited to be a part of the podcast Faith Mama Mondays. Like I said, Jernice and Dominique, they mean so much to me, probably more than I can articulate on this interview right now, because I would probably take up the rest of the time that we have. But, I'm so excited to be a part of Faith Mama Mondays. And it really, God stretched me in a place where I was in a really, really difficult place in my motherhood. I went through a really hard experience with postpartum depression right after my daughter was born. And I felt God pressing on my heart that I needed to surround myself with a group of women who could encourage me and support me and really understand this journey of motherhood. And I had no idea where I was going to find this group of women or how, you know, it was going to come together. But, you know, God, he works it all out for our good. And God placed me in the Faith Mama Mondays group, and then that evolved to Faith Mama Mondays podcast. And I'm just so grateful to be walking alongside so many amazing mothers and truly learning and growing in our motherhood journey through Christ.
Absolutely. And I love how you all identified your relationship with Christ right up front. So that being said, Dominique, tell us a little bit about the Faith Mamas group.
Sure. All right, so the Faith Mamas group actually started from an interesting experience that I had. So I had two C-sections with my first two sons, and I never experienced labor. And for my third son, God said no surgery in my prayer time. And I heard him clear, and he said no surgery. And I was like, okay. So my third son, I was about to deliver him, and I went to the hospital, and God said, post it on Facebook that you're going into the hospital and that I said no surgery. And I was like, God, don't you want me to, like, wait until it's done? Like, should I post this now? He said, no, post it now. So I posted it now, and the floodgates of moms that encouraged me through this process was amazing. I labored in the hospital for 3 days. I went through 5 doctor changes, and the doctors were like, some doctors were supportive, some doctors were not supportive, and it was just an up and down and all-around experience, but I had my husband, and then I had this group of moms that were just sending me text messages, sending me messengers, and everything, and lo and behold, 3 days later, my son was born with no surgery, just like God had said, and it was my first time laboring, my first time ever delivering a baby that way, and so I was just really excited. And afterwards, the Holy Spirit really put it on my heart that every mom should have a group like this. Every mom should have access to moms of faith that they can stand with in difficult times, that can encourage them, where we can interact back and forth. So that's where the Faith Mamas group came from, and then eventually transformed into the Faith Mama Mondays podcast.
Absolutely. Jernice, now, did you become a part of the group and then the podcast, or you became a part of the podcast and then the group?
So it's the group and then the podcast. The group came so on time. I was definitely able to sit there and watch Dominique do the most amazing thing ever. She was so inspiring her entire time, and she kept going live from the hospital. I was like, bless her heart, like, she is doing her thing and, like, just having a baby. So I actually was a part before, though. The Faith Mamas group has a Bible reading, and so that was really instrumental in my life, and I really, really needed it at that time. So to have a group of mamas that were reading the Word together, and then we came together, and still do, on Friday mornings for prayer, it was just really powerful and impactful. So it was definitely the group for me first, and then everything just kind of, like, segued into the podcast.
Okay, Ryan, have you had any experience at all with podcasting? And if so, tell us. And if not, why are you podcasting with these two young ladies?
So this is definitely my first podcast experience as kind of a host. There are podcasts that I listen to, you know, in the car ride to work, just kind of for my own enjoyment and fulfillment. But this is my first time ever hosting a podcast. And when Dominique approached me, I literally, the first emotion that I felt was just complete humility. And I was just like, me? You want me to co-host with you? Like, I'm not that great. Like, God is doing some work in my heart. And yes, that's awesome. But are you sure you want me to do this with you? So I was completely humbled and honored to be asked to co-host this podcast series. And the reason I feel so strongly about doing it with these two women is the Faith Mama Mondays podcast and the Faith Mama group that we have on Facebook is just so powerful. Like Jernice said, we come together on Friday mornings and we do a prayer conference call, and like clockwork, God is just so amazing, because oftentimes, you know, when we're on the prayer calls together, there's like a theme that everybody needs prayer for. And it's so interesting to watch how God has truly connected us spiritually and through a sisterhood. And I'm just really excited to continue growing alongside them.
Now, I'm getting teary-eyed, but I'm going to keep it moving. Dominique, so...
Yes.
you decided to segue into podcasting from the group. Where did you get that idea from? Is this your first podcast, or have you podcasted before?
So this is not my first podcast. My husband and I also do a podcast called The Faith Walk. But God really spoke to my heart about Faith Mama Mondays, because we were, as the group was growing and God was doing some amazing things within the group, the words I kept hearing was interaction points, interaction points. Moms need more interaction points to be able to connect and grow with God, self, and other moms. And so the Holy Spirit really began to speak to me about interaction points, and that a podcast would give a global interaction point for moms from all over to be able to connect. And so we connect first through the podcast. For a lot of moms, this is their first introduction to Faith Mamas, and then they are kind of transitioned to the Facebook page and then eventually come into the group and have this whole sisterhood open up to them. So it was just about expanding the interaction point and allowing more moms to hear about us and to be able to interact so that moms can do life together. And that's one of the big things that we talk about even in the group and with these three ladies. It's walking a journey with other moms. Sometimes motherhood can feel so isolating, and it can feel like you're all alone. But this group really opens it up and lets you know you're not alone, and God has a remnant. He has other moms that are walking by faith, and that you can interact with those moms through Faith Mama Mondays.
You just gave me the title of another podcast, Do Life Together. I'm telling you, I'm always listening to, ding, 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 Do Life Together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Janice, you know, prior to this, I had spoken with you and encouraged you to possibly think about doing a podcast individually, because I recognized that there was, I told you, I said, you got a preaching, you girl. But I remembered trying to encourage you to do podcasting a while ago. And now that you're a part of this podcast, what do you perceive to be the true purpose of this podcast collectively? And then tell the listeners, what do you think your purpose is?
Oh, Miss B, loaded question, but I love it. I believe, so collectively, the purpose of the podcast is exactly what Dominique said, and I'm going to add just a little bit to take it just a step further. God has us, I believe, in a position where we are right now as believers, where he wants us to know how to apply his word. And so when I think about this podcast, we are talking about the word, we're talking about what it means in motherhood and in life, and then he's given us practical, applicable steps and things to do to apply whatever the topic is he's talking to us and ministering to us on about for that particular month. So, for example, I don't want to ruin it, but if you guys check us out and listen to what we're talking about this month, we're talking about peace. And one of the things he had us do, he actually gave us two exercises. One, he gave us like this peacekeeper worksheet, which, you know, we'll let you know how to, if you listen to the podcast, you'll know how to definitely download that. And then also how we have our boxes, our prayer boxes that we're using, where we're giving to God the things that may try to steal our peace. And so when you ask me collectively the purpose, I believe he's given us applicable steps so that we're not just talking at people, but we're like working together on how to apply, and we're a community of people supporting one another. And I mean, hey, you know what the word says, when two or three of us are gathered, like the Holy Spirit is there. And so I just believe he has us doing the steps so that we are doing things to invite Christ into our lives so that he can help us in the areas that we can't help ourselves. So that's what he's doing collectively. When you asked me about this podcast, personally, when you asked me a little while ago and we talked about it, I wanted to run, because I was like, oh, no, no, no. I do not need to tell anyone how to do anything in life, because I am trying to figure things out myself, and the last thing I want to do is talk to people about things. But God has been dealing with me on using my voice. And you know what I realized, and I want to encourage anyone who's listening right now, you don't have to be perfect to be used. As a matter of fact, it probably is best that you not try to be perfect, because we're not that. You know, just allow God to use you, and he can do that. And so what I've learned personally and what he's showing me personally through this podcast is, hey, Jernice, you don't have to be perfect. I just want to use you. And sometimes what we have to do is we get so wrapped up in our perception and what people are thinking, and we put on this facade. But when you are yourself, you allow people to see that you're human. And that's what God wants. You know, he'll come in and he'll add the super to our natural, you know. And so that's where I'm at. And as you can hear, my little one loves to be in our podcast. And you guys check her out. She's always making her debut.
Loving London.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. I love the response. And I thank you so much for letting us know that you all have children and there will be life. In life together, we're doing life together on these podcasts, so no apologies. Ryan, after hearing the last two comments, my question for you is, I know this is all new for you and the group itself. You have a Facebook page, you have a following, you have a podcast now, but where do you see Faith Mama Mondays going from here? Are you moving forward to anything else? Are you going on speaking engagements? Do you have any events planned? What do you see for the future?
Oh, wow. That's such a great question. That's something I think we talk about almost every day between the three of us. You know, God's really placed it on our hearts that we would like to continue to evolve and grow into a formalized organization. And we're still kind of exploring what that structure looks like. But, you know, God's put it on our hearts to be a nonprofit organization so that we can reach more moms. You know, be able to do community outreach and give back. And, you know, we have some things coming down the pipeline that are not set in stone. So I don't want to give it too much away right now. But we do have some things coming down the pipeline that will reach so many moms. And we're talking things in terms of, like, coming up with supply closets and, you know, having supplies to help moms in need who maybe can't afford that pair of diapers or the formula that they need to feed their baby. That's our desire, is to be able to really just be that strong support system that moms really truly need. And we do actually have an event coming up in December. We're going to be doing our first miniature spiritual retreat. So that'll just be like a 2-hour event. I believe it's from 11 to 1, and it's going to be in Fairfax, Virginia, where we will fellowship with each other. We'll do some prayer. We'll talk about our focus for the month, which is peace. We may even get to learn some biblical meditation practices and really just, you know, gather together as a unit and fellowship with each other and praise and honor God.
And you said it's going to be Fairfax. You go ahead and give that location if you have it. If not, tell them how they can find it on the Internet.
Oh, sure, of course. So we are asking that guests who are interested in coming would just RSVP, and you can RSVP on our website at www.faithmamas.com/events.
Well, okay. Now, Dominique, as we come to a close to this interview, tell the listeners, if you had one message to give them, what would it be? And then in closing, give them our contact information or anything you would like them to know about you. If you have any books or any CDs or any type of other business you would like to share.
All right. Well, if there was one message that I could share right now, is that with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So whether you have a book in your heart, whether you have a business in your heart, whether God's placed an organization in your heart, whether he's placed being a homemaker in your heart, whether he's placed being a teacher, whatever is in there, with God, all things are possible. And God continues to show me that all things are possible. And all the things that we use as excuses, and as moms often we use our children as excuses. So all the things that we use as excuses, God says, I can do it. Trust me. I can do it, trust me. And so that is the big thing that I would like to give to anyone that's listening, whether you're a mom or whether you're a dad or whether you're a woman, man, whoever you are, with God, all things are possible. If you want to contact Faith Mamas, please feel free to check us out on our website. It's www.faithmamas.com, and you can go to /podcast to hear our podcast directly. And then also check us out on Facebook at Faith Mama Mondays. So just type in Faith Mama Mondays on Facebook, and we will come right up. And you can, from that page, click Visit Group, and you can visit our Faith Mamas group where we're very interactive. We talk about scriptures every day. We encourage one another all the time, and it's awesome. So if you are a mom out there looking for a community, please check us out at faithmamamondays.com. Or, I'm sorry, faithmamas.com.
All right, Janice, this is your opportunity to tell the world one message and then give all contact information and any business contacts that you have.
Yes, ma'am. So one message is this: God loves you so much, so much, so much more than you could ever imagine. You are so important to him. Everything about your life matters. You're not here by mistake. You didn't haphazardly show up. He had you in his mind a very, very long time ago. So whatever you may be going through, or you may feel like, oh, why am I here? You definitely have a reason for being here, and you have God who loves you so much. You know, just the sacrifice he gave us through Christ just testifies so much to his love. So stay encouraged. Know that you're loved and you're never alone. As far as contact information for Love in London, so I'm country, if you can't hear it in my accent a little bit. So when you go to spell Lovin, there's no G up there. So it's L-O-V-I-N, and London's name is spelled L-O-N-D-Y-N. So it's www.lovinlondon.com. You can check the website out there. And you can also, I'm on Facebook as well, and it's Love in London 1216 for her birthday. So definitely, you know, check me out. Drop me a note here or there. I would love to interact with everyone, and you all be blessed.
All right, Ryan. Thank you so much, Denise, for that. But, Ryan, your turn. One message, and give all contact information on any business contacts you would like to share.
Sure. So one message I think for me would be that God is so intentional, and it doesn't matter what place you are in your life, God will work things out for your good. One of my favorite scriptures that I lean into all the time is Romans 8:28, and that God works things out for the good of those who love him. And so that would be my one message, is that God is so intentional and he loves us. And no matter what place you're in your life, God can turn it around. I'm so grateful to be a part of Faith Mama Mondays. We encourage everyone to check out the Facebook page, check out the Facebook page, and also visit the website at www.faithmamas.com.
Well, hi, everybody. There you have it. This is Ms. B, Positively Ms. B. You just heard from Faith Mama's Monday podcasters. I'm so excited for them. It's all brand new. Their initial podcast is carried on SoundCloud every Monday at 12 noon East Coast time. But you also can hear them on Spreaker.com through Storm Talk 365 Radio on Mondays at 12 noon. But it will be a episode behind. So you have a double dose of Faith Mama Mondays at 12 noon East Coast time, either through SoundCloud or Spreaker.com, where they're a part of Storm Talk 365. I'm really excited about being a part of this ministry by giving them a platform. And they are now global because we are heard on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and a few others. So if you can't find them one place, you can find them somewhere else. And everything is available 24 hours a day for on-demand listening and downloadable. But that being said, this is Ms. B, Positively Ms. B, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, now you can also find this episode, Positively Ms. B, right here on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. East Coast time. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much, Faith Mama Mondays, for being my guest today. I look forward to many, many more interviews with you, and may you all be blessed. All right, listeners, have a great evening, day, or night. Bye-bye.